Well, being a caregiver is rewarding on many levels, but studies show that providing such a high level of care for someone with dementia can make you less healthy physically and mentally. And if caregivers are stressed, research shows the people they care for are more likely to end up in the hospital or in a nursing home. Anna Gorman from Kaiser Health News takes us to a workshop in Los Angeles designed to help caregivers cope.
Gary Carmona thought he could do it all. He's run companies and chaired nonprofit boards. But when his wife was diagnosed with dementia, 77-year-old Carmona was quickly overwhelmed.
And I really see myself at times crashing. I'm saying, you know, I can't really handle all this.
There was the time his wife, Rochelle, wandered outside and fell down, and the time when she boiled water and forgot to turn off the burner.
So I'm always double and triple and quadruple checking everything that she's around.
Carmona is at a Los Angeles area senior center to learn how to be a better caregiver. He's one of about 24 people attending sessions on how to make their home safe, keep their relatives calm, and manage their own stress. Dr. Zaldi Tan of UCLA created what he calls a caregiver boot camp.
We are helping them to be the best caregiver that they can be now and preparing them for what will come in the future.
Tan says that means understanding the progression of the disease. He tells the group that people with early stage dementia may just seem confused, but over time, they need help with daily tasks like getting dressed. Finally, they become completely dependent.
Unfortunately, this is also the time that they might not remember your relationship with them. And I know it's heartbreaking.
Pam Meyer, who's 60, says her husband still remembers who she is, but he does forget basic things, like what day it is. He also gets agitated and says mean things to her.
It's stressful and it's maddening.
Meyer says she came to the boot camp because she wants some tips on how to better handle his disease.
Us as caregivers, we're part of the problem because we get angry. We get emotional.
Tan says people with dementia get emotional too. In just an instant, they can shift from relaxed to agitated, happy to angry. That's usually because of triggers.
A trigger is just like a trigger in the gun, right? You push something and then you get a reaction.
Avoiding those triggers can help keep people with dementia calm. So can playing games or listening to music. Patty Anderson is a recreational therapist. She demonstrates one game for caregivers to try at home, Music Bingo.
What's the name of this song, guys? Bye Bye Blackbird. Okay, so if you have that one, mark it off.
Anderson says that even with memory loss, people with dementia may still recognize songs.
But even if they're confused, they can clap, make it fun, dance.
As the group breaks for lunch, several caregivers say they plan to try some of the games and new strategies at home. Meyer says the boot camp was valuable to her for another reason.
Just knowing that there are other people out there going through the same things as I am is helpful.
UCLA started the boot camps in 2015 and hopes to expand elsewhere around the state in the coming year. For Here and Now, I'm Anna Gorman in Los Angeles.